Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And on tonight's show, I'm going to be talking about the planets this week. And what's happening for us this week? We've got love planet Venus moving into very sociable Gemini. And we also have, or had, which happened yesterday, Pluto, planet of transformation, turning retrograde. So they are the two main headlines of the astrological week, and I will be talking about both in the show. So I'm going to cover Venus moving into Gemini first. And this is really great news if you are an air sign or have planets in air signs, and that is Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. So listen up, because this is a time when you should be getting out there and socializing and networking. It's a great time for networking when Venus, love planet Venus, is in Gemini. And it will be in Gemini through May 19th. So what happens when Venus is in Gemini? It's a very sociable influence. And it's very much about friends and acquaintances and socializing and networking. I always think of this placement as it'd be a fun time to have a board game with friends, any sort of trivial pursuit, that type of thing. So the important thing when Venus is in Gemini is to keep your connections alive and flourishing. And it's also because Venus is the planet of love, and it's a love of learning, because Gemini is an air sign and it's an intellectual sign. And so this is a great time to discover a love of learning and really sort of delve into many different subjects and topics. So, you know, in that case, it's like no one will be able to keep us from learning about anything that interests us at this time when Venus is in Gemini. Now, if you don't know where your planets are at the time of your birth, go to my website and get a free chart wheel which will list where all the planets are at the time you were born. And then on each week's show, you can follow along and see how the weekly planets are affecting your natal planets. It's always really good to know, to follow along, to see how you're going to be affected. And all the planets, they're moving into all different signs at all different times. So they're affecting us all quite differently. So back to Venus in Gemini, where it will be moving into Gemini tomorrow, Tuesday. And if you are on the West Coast, that's 9:40 a.m. and East Coast is 12:40 p.m. tomorrow, Venus in Gemini. And because Venus is a planet of love, it's going to be a good time to be playful in relationships and flirtatious in social settings. Not very good if you're the jealous type, that's for sure. So if you're single while Venus is in Gemini, you might find yourself dating several people at the same time. Because this Gemini being the sign of the twins is all about multiple or more than one. So that's sort of like the key word for the sign of Gemini. And so when Venus is in Gemini, we must be really careful about our declarations of love, because we might, even though we might be feeling extremely in love in the moment, we might not be feeling that way the next day. So just be really careful about commitment while Venus is in Gemini. You know, we're just coming out of Venus in Taurus, where it's all about long-term commitment and really deep connections. And with Venus moving into Gemini, it's a completely different energy. It's very much about flittering around, or I always think of like a butterfly going from flower to flower. That would be the visual of Venus in Gemini. And then also this week, we've got transformational Pluto turning retrograde, where it will be retrograde until September 30th. Now, Pluto, as I said before, is all about change and transformation, and it's about personal growth. So anytime a planet is retrograde, it means reviewing something from the past, or something from the past will come up at this time while Pluto is retrograde. So it's not really a big deal, because Pluto is retrograde about 40% of the time. So it will go pretty much unnoticed unless the retrograde, which is turning retrograde at 21 degrees Capricorn, unless that is touching one of your natal planets. So in other words, if you have a planet at 21 degrees of any sign, this Pluto turning retrograde will affect you. But overall, most of us won't notice that Pluto will be turning retrograde. So I will cover that a bit later on. I just said I would talk about Venus in Gemini, and then I jumped straight into Pluto retrograde. I guess because it's affecting one of my planets is why it's on my mind. 21 degrees Capricorn, in other words, it's forming a quincunx to my sun. But I will not worry about that or think about that. Anyway, back to Venus in Gemini. So Venus moves into Gemini tomorrow, Tuesday the 24th, until May 19th. And as I said, it's just about to leave its natural sign. It's been in Taurus. So Venus in Taurus. Venus is very happy when it's in Taurus. Taurus is one of its favorite signs. The other favorite sign of Venus is Libra. So the planets have their favorite signs and their least favorite signs. So Venus in Taurus, which we've had for the past few weeks, it very much likes being coupled up with Taurus. Now moving into Gemini, it's sort of neutral when Venus is in Gemini. It's there's no dislike or there's no like. It's just sort of whatever. So, and if we think about it, it's like this is going to be an excellent time for really letting people know how we feel in a positive way, of course. Now, Gemini is the sign of communication. So it's like, and Venus being the planet of love. And when you put those keywords together, it's like it's a good time for really talking and connecting on an intellectual level when it comes to your relationships. And typically, you know, Venus is all about love, but it's also about friendships and socializing. So it's good to really sort of like connect with people maybe that you haven't seen in a while with that Pluto turning retrograde, maybe people that have made a difference, any sort of mentor in your life. It's a good time to reach out and communicate while Venus is in Gemini. Gemini is also the sign of siblings and neighbors and your immediate environment. It's about learning, errands, commutes, meaning travel, but short distance travel. So when you put all those keywords together with Venus, you know, Venus being the planet of love and money and romance and friendships, and if you think about Venus smoothing over everything she touches, So if there's any problems with communication, and, you know, we're out of the retrograde period now, which was the first half of April and late March. So we can't blame any sort of communication issues on Mercury retrograde because we're done with that, thankfully. So with any sort of problems around communication or trips or relationships with siblings or neighbours, while Venus is in Gemini, it will be smooth sailing. So this is the time to sort of iron out any wrinkles that you might have had with any of your siblings or neighbours, any sort of issues with any types of not too distant trips and that sort of thing. So basically overall it's a good time for communicating, for socialising. People will be pleasant when they speak to each other. And it's not a really good time to be pushy or very direct because Gemini is a sign that is a very social sign, and so and it's social and has many friends for a good reason. You know, it's not overly direct or assertive. It's just out to have nice connections with others. So thinking about more about Venus in Gemini, you know, Venus rules not only beauty, but social harmony. And, you know, on the flip side of that, actually, Venus also rules laziness. So it's sort of like the things that come to us easily. And so, you know, the energy of Venus on that flip side, because, you know, every planet and every sign has like a shadow side. And I'm a bit hesitant to say negative. Because, you know, it just depends on one's perspective. But, you know, in other words, Venus doesn't want to worry about anything, really. So Venus, you know, is Aphrodite. Venus is the goddess of beauty and harmony and things flowing easily. You know, Venus is a very beneficial planet along with Jupiter. So, you know, Venus and Jupiter are the two most beneficial planets that we have and that astrologers have to use with. So, you know, when Venus is in Gemini, which it will be through May 19th, it'll be a good time to smooth things over with people that you haven't really gotten along with in the past. So it's like it's a good time to make up and move forward because Gemini's a very articulate, eloquent sign. As I said, it's very intellectual, it's cerebral. So it's sort of like understanding other people at this time. Another good use of this energy with Venus in Gemini is consider walking about and exploring your own neighbourhood because Gemini is all about your immediate environment, your neighbourhood. You know, and it's a time when you might discover hidden treasures and see the beauty of your town that you might have otherwise overlooked or forgotten. You know, it's good to sort of, and if you have that visual of, you know, the butterfly flittering from flower to flower, that's most definitely Venus in Gemini. Even like call up a sibling you haven't spoken to in a while, or even a childhood friend, or even a cousin. So it'll feel great to catch up and renew your friendship or your friendships with siblings, cousins, neighbours and that sort of thing. So Venus in Gemini is especially good for writers. That's because, you know, Gemini's sign of the mind, intellectual sign, very cerebral. Venus, it's like things come to us easily with this sort of influence. So when Venus is in Gemini, it is especially good for writers of all types or even voice actors, maybe marketers, you know, because we're getting our message out or we're articulating our message. And when it's coupled with Venus, it just flows very nicely and very easily. So, you know, Venus rules beauty, social harmony, and, you know, just generally what people find pleasing. And so words will flow more easily because, you know, Gemini is a sign of communication. Gemini is ruled by Mercury, the planet of communication. So if you're a writer or you're looking to write something or need to write or communicate in written form, it's going to be an easier time to write in a way that pleases people or that gets people's attention or has that has people liking you or your message. So, of course, you know, if your job is to stir the people, then you may have to try a little bit harder. But even that requires pleasing them by giving the small dose of discomfort that they might have been looking for. So I'm thinking about social media as well, when Venus is in Gemini, where it will be through May 19th. And so social media is used for entertainment or for selling. That will get a boost too when Venus is in Gemini, because, you know, Gemini is a very social sign. And so social media would be a great fit when Venus is in Gemini. So if you've been a little bit timid about posting on social media, now would be the time to do it, now for the next few weeks. So, you know, post on social media and ask for friend requests, because, you know, Venus in Gemini is a very friendly placement. You know, Venus in Gemini, people will be more prone to web surfing and online shopping for distractions because the sign of Gemini can be very distracting or gets very distracted easily. So it's like it's a good time for that type of shopping or browsing around online. So I don't think there are actually that many drawbacks to Venus in Gemini, because, as I said, you know, the planets have their favourite signs and their least favourite signs. And with Venus in Gemini, it's not one or the other, so it's quite neutral. So what else about Venus in Gemini? Oh, it's actually, you know, if there are people that are in disharmony or discord or disagreement, this is a good energy to sort of play referee as well, because Gemini is a sign that can see all sides of the situation. You know, being an intellectual air sign, it's very much about cerebral types of energies. So, you know, with Venus in Gemini, it's an excellent time for any sort of mediation, because it's like you can see all sides of something, and then logic. It's more about logic than emotion with this type of placement. So with Venus, oh, on that note, we will take a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, and welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And the headlines of the week are love planet Venus moving into very sociable Gemini, where it will be until May 19th. And then we have Pluto, planet of change and transformation. It turned retrograde on Sunday, so I'll talk about that in just a moment. So just before the break, I was talking about Venus in Gemini and what we can expect from this energy. Now, it's good news for the air signs or anybody that has planets in air signs, and that's Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Now, Venus is the planet of affection and romance. It's the planet of love. It's the planet of pleasure and about bringing people together and uniting them in harmony. So this planet doesn't just rule love and dating, but also friendships, partnerships, and any sort of social gathering. Now, this is a really nice fit with Gemini because Gemini is all about socializing and networking and connecting with others in an intellectual way. Now, Venus also rules finances. And how, sort of like how you treat yourself and your friends to a wonderful dinner or romantic gifts or flowers or chocolates. So anywhere where Venus lies in your natal chart influences how you approach any kind of partnership. Now, if you don't know where your natal Venus is, I suggest you get a free chart wheel on my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel. And there you can follow along each week how you're being affected by the weekly planets. So with Venus in Gemini through May 19th, you know, knowing where your own Venus is really helps like understand how you are in your relationships and in your and in social settings. So it's really fascinating once you find out and can follow along how the planets do affect us each week. And it's much more than just beyond a sun sign. It's like we have all the planets in different signs at the time we were born. This Venus in Gemini is affecting anybody that has any air planets. So Venus is all about love and money, basically. And so when it comes together in Gemini, it's very much about, this is not a time to be thinking about long-term financial strategies. This is a time to stick within your budget because Gemini is very much in the moment. It's not really thinking of the past. It's not thinking of the future. It's just thinking of the now. So while Venus is in Gemini, it might be good to set aside a little bit of money and have a budget and stick within your budget. Because, you know, Venus has just been in Taurus. Taurus is a sign of money. So it would have been a good time the past few weeks to make any sort of long-term investments. Although that said, you know, Mercury's been retrograde at the same time. You know, there's always something. But there was a little window there when Mercury wasn't retrograde and Venus was in Taurus. It was about 10 days, 10 days this month. So now that Venus will be in Gemini, it's not so good for money. So just keep that in the back of your mind if you're making any sort of investments or large financial purchases. Not a great time to do it, but do it with caution, of course. So a little bit more about Gemini when Venus is in Gemini. So Gemini is symbolized by the twins. So it means multiple typically. So anytime I'm doing a reading and somebody has any planet in Gemini, depending on what it is, of course, and where it's situated, but it always indicates multiple or more than one. So Gemini is a sign of the twins, and Gemini has a little bit of a reputation because, you know, the two faces of Gemini are represented by the twins. So you've got, you know, one personality of one twin and the other personality of the other twin. So Gemini is very playful, can be a little bit devious, mischievous, and has a lot of typically diverse interest, not just the energy of the twins, but you've got double the trouble is what I say when it comes to Gemini. Now, with Venus in Gemini, Gemini is a mutable air sign. It's ruled by Mercury, which is the planet of communication. And so, of course, Gemini is all about the communication and the intellect. So when Venus is in Gemini, and if you're single and you are looking to date, or you're on the dating scene, so this will be a time when you connect with others intellectually. And it's sort of like I picture, you know, staying up late and having deep and meaningful conversations about everything under the sun, because Gemini is very quick-witted, highly observant, you know, and typically Geminis don't miss much. So when you put that together with Venus, so Venus in Gemini and you're single and you happen to be an air sign, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, well, you've got it made, of course. So with Venus in Gemini and connecting with other people, Geminis have a pretty good sense of humour, but what they really need is freedom, and it's intellectual, romantic and otherwise. So, you know, Gemini's curious. That's another key word for this sign, curious, and always want to meet interesting people. But the thing with Venus in Gemini, Gemini is a sign that gets bored really fast. So it's like they're constantly on the go, because it's sort of like they're running away from boredom. So and Venus, you know, even though it's the planet of romance, it's not very sentimental or emotional when it's in Gemini. Now, the other thing about this type of energy when Venus is in Gemini, the sign of Gemini can be very indecisive. And it's sort of like because they can see all sides of it, a little bit like Libra, which is also an air sign. Not so much Aquarius, which is a fixed air sign, but for Gemini and Libra, the two other air signs, it's like you can see all sides of the equation, so it's hard to really make up your mind when you can see, you know, plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, and so on. So sometimes, you know, other signs might not understand that. And so as a result, Venus in Gemini, you know, this energy might be thought of as wishy-washy, or changing minds might happen under this influence as well, romantically, socially, or just anything really. You might be up and down and around, not being able to make up your mind. So, you know, what is lacking in sort of stability, there's going to be a lot of excitement that makes up for the lack of steadfastness. So, you know, and also Venus in Gemini, I always think the life of the party. And also this is a great time to go on a road trip, even visit a bookstore or the theatre. It's going to be a very exciting time when Venus is in Gemini. So there's only going to be one aspect that Venus in Gemini will make, or while Venus is in Gemini, on May 7th, Venus in Gemini will be forming a challenging square to Neptune in Pisces. Now, the thing that doesn't make it so dire is that both of these signs are mutable signs. So situations can change. It's sort of like we're not stuck in something for too long when there's mutable energies. And the mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius and Pisces. So when Venus, love planet Venus in Gemini, forms a square to Neptune in Pisces on May 7th, this can be quite a confusing energy, especially when it comes to romance and relationships. It's like, you know, there's an air of mystery with this influence, and simply because the involvement of Neptune, and Neptune is a planet of anything that's nebulous or intangible. And on the negative side, because it's a square, squares and oppositions are negative energies, so astrologers will use negative keywords. It's sort of like confusion will reign, especially around love and money because of Venus. So when Venus squares Neptune on May 7th, It's like we're called to mysteries and we find intriguing, but we don't be prepared to solve anything at that time. So we might get caught up in, you know, ideas of fantasy or illusions. Particularly if you're a Gemini or a Pisces or even Virgo or Sagittarius, be very careful around May 7th that you're not sort of washed away in dreamy illusions and fantasies and ideals. Simply when Venus squares Neptune, many of us are going to be wearing rose-coloured glasses. It is a good time, though, for inspiration. But let's not get caught up in the fantasy of things. It's sort of like, you know, we're here to deal with the reality as well. So it's like it's a good time for brainstorming and any sort of creativity, any type of spirituality, but be very careful not to be caught up with someone's version of the truth of what their God is or their spiritual idealisms are. So don't follow along a guru because it could be a false guru. Because at this time we're also gullible when Venus forms a square to Neptune. Also impractical, maybe even half asleep. You know, Neptune is the ruler of dreams. And be very careful and cautious with spending money because money will slip through our fingers around that time, just like grains of sand. And of course, in romance, you know, Venus squaring Neptune. Neptune is like the higher octave of Venus. There's a connection there, particularly when it comes to romance. So it's like, so in romance, and as I said, if you're single, Venus in Gemini is a great time for dating and getting out there and socializing. But be very careful around May 7th when Venus forms a square to Neptune, because in romance, at this time, we're all too likely to ignore any red flags raised by any small details of speech or behaviour. And it's like, you know, we're not paying attention to the details because we've got our rose-coloured glasses on and we're skipping through the tulips all happy with our rose-coloured glasses and we're caught up in the illusion and the fantasy of what we want. So it's also, even though it's like a square, usually projections come with oppositions. So, but I will say in this case, it's like we're projecting onto others what we prefer. It's not an opposition, it's a square, Venus square Neptune, but in this case, it still applies because of we're caught up in the reality, the non-reality of the situation. So be careful because we might regret our choices later on. So be careful around May 7th not to make any sort of large purchases or any sort of romantic commitments at that time. Now, moving right along, our other headline of the week is Pluto turning retrograde until September 30th. And as I said at the beginning of the show, the outer planets turning retrograde, it happens a lot. It's not really big news unless Pluto or any outer planet turning retrograde is turning retrograde on any one of your natal planets at that same degree, regardless of the sign. Now, I'm trying to use as little jargon as possible, but Pluto will be turning retrograde at 21 degrees Capricorn, or actually it did turn retrograde yesterday on Sunday, 21 degrees Capricorn. So if you have any of your planets at 21 degrees, then pay attention to Pluto turning retrograde at this degree of one of your natal planets, because it will be quite significant, especially if it's the sun or the moon. And I did say I'm not going to think about it or get into it, but Pluto turned retrograde 21 degrees Capricorn, which is exactly quincunxing my sun. So what that means is that there's issues that will be arising from the past that I may need to address that could be actually transforming. And here's hoping for the best. But a quincunx typically, which is two or more planets 150 degrees apart, typically a quincunx is a challenge, and it's a challenge that arises from the past. Anyway, I'm going to hang on to that Venus in Gemini and think about that. It's forming some pretty good aspects to my stuff as well. But Pluto turning retrograde in Capricorn, where it will be retrograding all the way back until September 30th, until it gets to, I'm just looking at my calendar here, until it gets to 18 degrees Capricorn. So if you have any planets between 21 and 18 degrees Capricorn or of the cardinal signs, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, then pay attention to Pluto turning retrograde, because it will be triggering some of your cardinal planets. And so what that means is that depending on what the natal planet is that this Pluto retrograde is triggering or touching, it will be a change or transformation of some sort is in order, and something might be coming back up from the past to help you move forward into the future on a new path. So typically Pluto is all about change and transformation, but really it's sometimes it's forced change. It's not the change that we willingly embrace, is probably a nice way of putting it. So Pluto, you know, the planet of transformation, change, regeneration. You know, just a little bit about Pluto. And yes, astrologers still consider Pluto a planet. It didn't get demoted in our book, that's for sure. Pluto is the most powerful of all the planets. And any time Pluto will affect any one of your planets, especially an inner planet, including the Sun and Moon, inner planet meaning Mercury, Venus, Mars, Sun, Moon, it's going to be really, really significant. So Pluto, you know, it's still a planet according to astrologers. It's very, very far away from the Sun. It takes almost 250 years to make its entire orbit around our solar system, whereas if you think about that, the Moon's every 28 days. So what a huge difference that is in itself. So, you know, Pluto spends many, many years in one sign, and so it's so slow and far away that it's retrograde. It's almost 45% of the time. I said, you know, the outer planets are about 40% of the time retrograde. So, of course, we can't see Pluto without our naked eye here on Earth. And, you know, you'd need to have a really powerful telescope to actually see Pluto. You know, and a lot of times it looks like it's just standing completely still, going around the Sun. Oh, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned and I will continue with Pluto retrograde.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, and welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and talking about the planets this week. And the headlines of the week are love planet Venus moving into intellectual Gemini, and also Pluto, planet of change and transformation, turned retrograde, where it will be retrograde until September 30th. Now, I was just saying before the break, Pluto, yes, it's still a planet, and it is the most powerful and intense planet that we have. Amazing, right? Because it's the furthest planet away from the sun, yet it still has this most intense nuclear energy type of power. So it's typically not any news at all unless it will it's retrograding on one of your planetary points. So if you have any planets, any natal planets, 21 degrees, then listen up, because Pluto retrograde will be affecting you. Or here's another way to look at it. If you don't know your natal planets, if you are a cardinal sign, Aries, Cancer, Libra or Capricorn, and you're born within the last, say the last third of the sign, Pluto retrograde might be affecting you. And so this is a time for change and transformation. Look to the past to help guide you into the future. So with Pluto turning retrograde, it's all about personal growth and transformation. And so, you know, really, you can't grow all the time with your personal growth without pausing occasionally to absorb and integrate the lessons you've been learning. So that's one way to view the outer planet retrogrades, especially this Pluto retrograde. So, you know, Pluto retrograde periods are perfect for this. It's like taking a pause, absorbing, and then moving forward. So, you know, if you think about personal evolution, is like a two steps forward, one step back sort of process. And the pace, you know, compare it to the retrograde of Pluto, you know, the pace is determined by the direct and retrograde motion. So, you know, and you know, occasionally, and I'm not suggesting that this is going to happen to anyone by all means, but occasionally a Pluto retrograde period can be characterized by, you know, some sort of loss or events and circumstances in our lives that are far beyond our control. As I said, you know, Pluto is the planet of change, but it's not the change that we willingly accept. It's sort of change that's forced upon us. So, you know, and in many ways, Pluto represents factors that are much larger than any type of individual. Pluto is the planet of human evolution, and it's also very global. It affects many of us. It's a very generational planet, as are Uranus and Neptune. So, you know, Pluto can be a very resourceful energy. And so the Pluto retrograde periods offer us a chance to delve deeply into our own inner resources and determine what's most important when all is said and done. It's sort of like Pluto strips things away so we know what our priorities are. It's sort of like it spins us around and helps face us in the right direction. So, you know, Pluto has an energy that's subtle, sometimes subtle. Yeah, things don't happen in a sudden burst like they might with Uranus. It sort of unfolds over time with the energy of Pluto. You know, and I think of like powerful mind control with Pluto. Not that it's a planet of the mind, but I just think that sometimes in situations that Pluto pushes us into, that we need to get over it mentally. It's sort of like, and I'm speaking from experience, of course, but it's like, you know, we have to, it's sort of like power and control in some ways, control for better or worse. And things that are hidden as well, that's also in the realm of Pluto and connected to the myth of Pluto, the mythology of Pluto. You know, Pluto's lord of the underworld who wears an invisible helmet when needed. So there's powerful experiences around Pluto as well. Things like, you know, death, destruction, regeneration, powerful urges, control, obsession, sexual urges as well, fall within the domain of Pluto. So it's also obsession. Did I say that? Obsession. And it could also be like with this Pluto retrograde, if it is affecting one of your natal planets, sometimes it's like there could be some sort of self-destructiveness there. And so now is the time when Pluto's retrograde to actually go back and find the foundation of some sort of issue and like deal with it. And as I said, we don't do these Pluto things willingly. It's like they're forced upon us. Now, Pluto's connected to the sign of Scorpio, and that all sort of falls into place, doesn't it? So moving right along, you know, Pluto's currently in Capricorn. It moved into Capricorn in 2008. It will be there for another few years until it moves into Aquarius. Now, when you put those two energies together, and, you know, so many Capricorns have been going through it, you know, life-changing events have been happening for a lot of Capricorns, and that's because Pluto has been triggering the sun of Capricorn, Capricorn's sun. So Capricorns have really been getting a big dose of Pluto these past few years, and it's all about change and transformation. Now, if you think about it, you know, Capricorn is symbolized by the goat, you know, that mountain goat always climbing to the top of the mountain, always climbing to their ambitions, they're hard workers, you know, they need to always be accomplishing something. So it's like perseverance. So with Pluto influencing all you Capricorns out there, it's very much about it's testing your perseverance and testing, just testing and taking things away, building you up. And then if you can sort of rise to the challenge, the rewards will be great. I know it's hard to believe in the moment when you're going through something, but that's what Pluto is all about. And when it's coupled with Capricorn, it's all about long term, especially because we have Saturn, planet of karma, in Capricorn as well. So for all of us, it's about thinking about the long term. Now, the other planetary influences this week, today, Monday the 23rd, we have a really nice influence, Mars sextile Jupiter. Now, Mars is also in Capricorn and it's forming a sextile, which is a good aspect to Jupiter in Scorpio. So this is a great time for physical exercise or a workout or any sort of competition. You know, many of us will be feeling eager and lively, even though it's a Monday. Opportunities might seem to flow automatically with this type of influence. It's good for any sort of business venture, taking a risk, and also calculated risk because Jupiter is in Scorpio. So it's good for getting through stuff, in other words. A lot of us have a lot of abundance and energy, and we're feeling vigorous, I would say. So get out there this week and make the most of it. On Wednesday, we have Mercury forming a square to Jupiter. Now, Mercury is currently, let me see here, Mercury square Saturn. Oh, geez. I'm thinking, hang on a sec, Mercury square Jupiter, that doesn't make sense. Mercury square Saturn, oh, geez. So this is all about, it's all about sort of being forced in some way to be very cautious and careful with how we communicate. It might feel a little bit like a Mercury retrograde. And, you know, Saturn is currently retrograde in Capricorn. So it's all about discipline when it comes to the mind and thinking through things and taking things in a step-by-step, methodical, pragmatic, practical way. This is not a week for blurting stuff out because authority, there might be repercussions from the things that we say. So be very careful, especially if you are an Aries, Cancer, Libra or Capricorn. So this Mercury square Saturn will be affecting the cardinal signs. On Thursday, we have Mars conjunct Pluto. Oh my goodness. Wow. This is really, really, really intense energy. Very, very intense. Mars, Pluto, both in Capricorn, and of course Pluto being retrograde. So nobody will be lacking energy, motivation, or drive for this duration. So the issue might be too much energy of a particular sort, power and passion above and below the surface. So many people will be feeling really, really ambitious because both planets are in Capricorn, and others might bulldoze anyone who happens to be in the way. So it's sort of like once we've decided what we want, we're willing to work as long as it takes to get it when Mars conjuncts Pluto. Be careful of anger issues, very common with these two planets. And, you know, also be really careful about unconscious rage. It's like we're waiting to explode with this energy. It's very passionate, you know, in every sense of the word. So it's like if we can work through our rage and engage in controlled action, that is when we can use this energy to our advantage and it becomes profound and meaningful and creative and valuable. So many of us might also seek great satisfaction from doing any sort of heavy physical work or anything from a hard workout. But be careful because this transit can be dangerous in some ways. So stay out of scary neighbourhoods and go with caution and bring a companion. So that's it for the planetary energies this week. And now for your weekly horoscope. If you are an Aries, just off the back of the Mars-Pluto conjunction, power might be a mixed blessing for you this week. If you hold it, be very careful to wield it fairly and transparently. Otherwise, allegations will sure follow because the Mars-Pluto energy can be quite dark. And especially the cardinal signs, that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, need to be very careful because this energy could swing either way. So with Aries, where someone has power over you, speak out if your treatment is unfair or unsafe. If you're a Taurus, try to avoid forcing your beliefs on others this week. Although, you know, Venus strengthens your commitment to your own values, you must recognize that not everyone shares your views. So respect matters and so does courtesy. Again, with the Mars-Pluto, it's affecting all of us, but it's a very, very intense, passionate energy. If you're a Gemini, Mars and Pluto stir up the most psychologically intense part of your chart this week. So expect some torrid emotions and some intense jealousy. Rely on humor and wit to diffuse the tension, and you can talk and charm your way out of most things anyway. If you're a Cancer, a tumultuous week for your closest relationship puts your love to the test, and that's because Mars-Pluto standing opposite you in the zodiac. So if you want to survive this as a couple, you can, but it will demand complete and painfully honesty from both of you. Meditation will help to calm your nerves in the meantime. If you're a Leo, avoid becoming obsessed with a new health kick. Anything you do to get healthier is welcomed, of course, but you're at risk now of taking things to the extreme. If you're a Virgo, an intense obsession may cross the line into unacceptable territory, especially in love. Be very careful with how you treat others and how you demand to be treated. Seek help if necessary. Power games in relationships may be very destructive. If you're a Libra, well, this week, get the family out of the house as much as possible in order to diffuse tension. Playing sports or hiking together will use up energy in a more constructive manner. If you're a Scorpio, your words have a lot of power this week, so use them wisely. Others will take what you say very seriously and are likely to act upon it. So in love, indulge your sensual side and seek plenty of alone time with your partner. Make your sweetheart a priority. If you're a Sagittarius, this emotionally charged week is excellent for establishing greater emotional intimacy with your partner. Talk about your fears, your hopes, and your dreams, and develop greater trust. With Venus moving into your love zone, it's all to play for. If you're a Capricorn, intense planetary activity in your sign may be emotionally exhausting, so be kind to yourself. Make your home a relaxing, soothing space and don't allow others to intrude upon your privacy. You need some downtime to process your situation. If you're an Aquarian, distract yourself by doing something creative this week. Intense emotions, especially guilt, may otherwise drag you down. Although you probably feel like spending time alone, socializing as much as you can will help to keep your emotions balanced. And finally, if you're a Pisces, your social life could be fraught this week with allegations, power plays, and jealousy swirling. Family life provides a safer haven, so enjoy spending time with your loved ones and give difficult friendships a wider berth for now. In other words, you might need to ice some people to stay calm with these really, really intense planetary energies this week of Pluto turning retrograde. And then it's going to be involved in a conjunction to Mars. Now, Mars is the planet of war. Mars is very passionate. It's a warrior planet. And it is hooking up with Pluto, Lord of the Underworld. So I think the best use of that particular aspect this week is any sort of physical type of exercise, indoor or outdoor. And on that note, wishing you a great week. And I am Kelly Fox, your astrologer and host, and this is The Astrology Show. So be sure to tune in next week.